Well, it is summertime, more without a doubt, Sergeant, and we are talking about something that is dangerous for everybody involved, but more for the drivers themselves. You just put out a release here talking about the most dangerous time of the year for teenage drivers. Can you tell us a little bit about, Sergeant, what came up with this article, where you got your information, and tell us about the dangers of it?
Well, you know, as a parent of a soon-to-be teen and, as a trooper, we all wear several hats. And, you know, this article was meant to kind of raise awareness to the fact that our teens are dying far too often in Missouri traffic crashes and nationally as well. Summertime is the deadliest time of year for a teen to drive, and it's just to bring awareness not only to the teens themselves, but the parents of teens. You know, they can serve a big role in their safety as far as just setting guidelines. We want them to be safe, but we know there's a 100% chance that everyone's going to be involved in a traffic crash in their life. In fact, you have one about once every 10 years of your lifetime on average. And so we just want folks to be aware and be safe. There's the three main causes of traffic crashes, which includes inattention, things like cell phone usage, other occupants, iPods. Speeding is the second leading cause of fatal crashes in Missouri. We know our two-lane highways, some of our rural areas, those are our deadliest highways. So we want folks to obey the speed limit. We got troopers out there enforcing those laws just to keep them safe, but we can't be everywhere. So we want the parents and the teens to slow down, pay attention, and drive the speed limit. And then last and most important is wearing their seatbelts. You know, we can't stress that enough. Just by buckling up, reduce your chance of dying by 50%. We know that 70% of fatal crashes occur within 10 miles of your house, and that's a fact. That's from the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration. So even, you know, you might be more relaxed just going across town or going to visit a friend or going to this practice or that practice. We want teens to take that 3 seconds, everyone for that matter, and buckle their seatbelt, because it sure does save lives.
I don't think that could be said enough. I'm here because of my seatbelt. I was in a rollover accident in a minivan with huge windows, and they all got busted out. So I would have flown out of the car. And I've seen it just being us reporting on the Highway Patrol, just on the statistics you put out in your reports. It is generally always someone being killed without a seatbelt under the age of 21.
That brings me to another good point. You know, on these two-lane highways, so many of our crashes are a result of people overcorrecting, and it's hard to train your brain not to swerve back to left when your tires run off the right side of the roadway, which is going to happen to everyone, oftentimes through distraction. But the best thing to do is take your foot off the gas. Don't jerk the wheel to the left. Gently steer back onto the roadway once you realize there's no one around you. What we see far too often is these cars run off the right side of the roadway. They overcorrect. If they're lucky enough not to hit an oncoming car, they go off the other side of the roadway and hit the ditch and start overturning. The only thing that's going to keep you in your car when it's overturning, Mike, is your seatbelt. 3 out of 4 people that are ejected in traffic crashes in Missouri result in fatal injury. So that's the worst part of what we have to do as troopers. And as parents, you know, that's everyone's worst nightmare. And if we can get folks to wear their seatbelt, we're ahead of the game. I mean, in Missouri, we're about a 79% compliance rate statewide with seatbelt usage, and we'd like to see that be 100%.
Absolutely, and getting back, you know, we got the seatbelts, and that's what's going to protect you in a crash. But another good thing to help you avoid injury is to avoid crashes. And we'll get back to inattention. One of the things you discussed in the article is passengers, and tell us about how that can be a very big distraction.
Oh, sure. Whether an adult or a teen, other occupants play a huge role. Missouri has a graduated driver's license law, one of 43 states, which there's certain restrictions from the time they're 15 to 16 till they get their immediate license. They can only have no more than one passenger under the age of 18 for the first 6 months. After that, you have to have some proof that you've driven with a guardian or a parent before you can get your full driver's license. There's those restrictions in place. Those laws were created to protect our teens. And as a parent, you know, we know that kids that are safer have good supervision. You know, teens have enough friends. They don't need another friend. They need a parent to watch over them, to set guidelines, to make sure they're driving safely. You know, spend 20 to 30 minutes a week driving with them. Again, cell phones are a huge distraction. Seems like everyone has one. Everyone needs to be connected, but it's so important to put those phones down when you're driving. No message is so important. It cannot wait. And we're seeing that in law enforcement when we go to these serious injury crashes. Cell phones are a huge hurdle for us, and just as a society, to put those things down so we can get to our destination safely. We know that car crashes are the leading cause of death among people ages 2 to 35, and cell phones certainly are playing a big role in that. And so put your phones down, limit the number of passengers if you're a teen, because they can be a huge distraction too.
And maybe a message to teen passengers, don't distract the driver. Let them do what they have to do.
Right. And that, again, that's our goal, is for everyone to get home safely. And we know, whether it's an iPod or another occupant or eating, there's so many different distractions we have nowadays in cars with GPSs. So it's enough just to get to our destination safely and to do it without being distracted.
Excellent. And Sergeant, is there a place that teens can go, the Highway Patrol websites possibly, or something, a link they can click on to get this information and to show them the hard facts about it?
Sure, absolutely. In fact, I know your station published it. They can contact me at Troop A, and I'll get them any kind of information they need. I know as if parents are listening to this, you know, driver's education is costly, time-consuming, but it sure does save lives. And if you can get your teen in some kind of education program to do that, they can contact me directly at Troop A in Lee Summit, and I'll get them that information for sure.
Sergeant Stosberg, we appreciate your time. And if there's one more thing you'd like to share, please do. And if not, you have a great and safe 4th of holiday.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend, whether you're out on the water or on the road. You know, we've got a drive to zero deaths coming up throughout the year. That's what we want. You know, when you're on the water, make sure you wear that life vest. When you're in your car, take that 3 seconds and buckle your seatbelt. Click it for life.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, we're done recording. Great job, Colin. We appreciate it.